This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics formally kicks off in just under an hour with a scaled back opening ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the Games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. Tokyo on Thursday reported 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled due to concerns over the pandemic. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and that the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Cuba's foreign minister on Friday dismissed new sanctions by the United States as irrelevant, saying the country did not have the legal, political, or moral authority to be sanctioning people around the world. The administration of President Biden announced Thursday sanctions against an official and special brigade for what they deemed as human rights abuses against demonstrators earlier this month. Cuban Americans have also announced a civilian flotilla will leave Florida later this morning and come close to Cuban territorial waters in a display of support for the anti-government protesters. Protests began on Sunday when thousands of Cubans marched to protest food and medicine shortages, power outages, and some even calling for political change. The government headed by President Miguel Díaz-Canel acted swiftly and violently to end those protests. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moïse later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home, where he was shot several times just outside Port-au-Prince. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including three police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. The White House says Chinese opposition to the World Health Organization's probe into the origins of the coronavirus described as being dangerous. The largest wildfire in the United States continues to burn in southern Oregon, but lower winds and higher humidity were assisting firefighting crews. In Northern California, a fire spread to the neighborhood. In Oregon, some 2,000 homes had been ordered evacuated, and 5,000 were still under threat, according to the Associated Press. No deaths from the fires have been reported so far. The Oregon fire was started by a lightning strike. Smoke and ash affecting air quality as far away as here on the East Coast. An angered doctor's support of an anti-junta protest in Myanmar's military arrested several doctors treating COVID-19 patients independently, according to colleagues and media reports. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.